Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for the KE Report. I have Dr. Chuck on the line with me right now. You know, we're getting an awful lot of news about this variant that's out there. I just found that my neighbor, who's my best friend in the neighborhood, her son just was hospitalized because of the variant. It's turning out to be a very, very serious situation. Dr. Chuck, aside from being a brother, a Christian brother, is also a doctor. He's got some comments on the variant and the vaccine. Dr. Chuck, you're on, sir. Take it any place you want.
Thanks, Al. You know, 80% of the new cases are from the Delta variant. And I think people need to understand that it's really not that different than the other strains, you know, the Alpha and the Gamma. The Alpha was the kind of the first wave. The Delta is a little bit more transmissible, probably, we think. It seems to be still affecting the same population of patients. It's still the old and the sick that are being affected the most. Fortunately, it's not attacking any different groups like younger people or adolescents or young infants or whatever. So, you know, those folks are still safe. So it's pretty much the same, kind of the same risk profile as always. We're seeing a lot of sick people, though, and it's in a lot of unvaccinated people. You know, here in Texas, our hospitals are closing down again for elective cases, which is a real problem, you know. And some emergency rooms have two or three people on the ventilator. We've been transferring people from East Texas to West Texas, which is about, you know, 600 miles, if you can imagine. So just kind of keeping this in mind. And what I really want to talk about a little bit today, Al, is vaccinations, because I think, you know, there's a pushback. And I think a lot of people, especially conservative people, are feeling manipulated and coerced. And, you know, I've had so many conversations with people. I mean, I had a nurse who, you know, her daughter will not bring her granddaughter into her house unless she's vaccinated. We have a hospital that's fired 40 employees because they would not be vaccinated. And, you know, people, you know, can't go places where they have, you know, if they don't have a card. We have people that if they aren't vaccinated, even if they've had the virus, you know, they're not allowed to, you know, they have to be quarantined for another 2 weeks. So just some real common sense. First of all, you know, the decision to have a vaccine has got to come from within, not from without. And I don't think it's right for any entity, whether it's a state or an institution or whatever, to force someone either directly or indirectly to have a vaccine. But just taking a step back and thinking about the why of this, why this needs to be an internal decision, one from within, you know, Al, I think we need to realize that the risk, you know, for every different kind of spectrum of the population, there's a different risk benefit profile. And we kind of have to get over the emotion, the fact that we may be having some coercion and pushback to have the vaccine. Thinking about this, you know, first of all, that the risk of having the vaccine are pretty low. Yes, there are some risks, but you know, if you're in a high risk category, you know, a person who has a, you know, 80% chance of getting severe disease, getting a vaccine is a good idea. Now, I'm 54 and I got the vaccine and I'm glad I did, you know, because I'm always exposed to patients and I don't want to expose people to the COVID, you know, virus if at all possible. So, you know, I think it varies with each, you know, with each person. But once again, if you're still high risk, you still need to think about getting the vaccine, you know, and it needs to be an internal decision. And, you know, we're going to be talking a little bit about faith and trust and just understand that so often we have to overcome our emotions and really get down to, you know, overcome our feelings and get down to more facts. And so few risks with the vaccine, a lot of benefits, especially if you're, you know, have multiple medical problems and if you're, you know, a greater age. You know, once again, I still don't. Go ahead, Al.
I just want to say one thing. You know, I've become pretty good friends with one of our listeners, Larry. Larry has some negative feelings about the medical community, some of which I really am interested in. But I want to say one thing, Larry. What Chuck is telling me, as I understand it, is mandatory vaccination on the part of whether it's the state government, the county government, the city government, or the federal government. Chuck is saying he doesn't believe in that. Is that correct, Chuck?
That is correct. I don't believe that. But think about this. You know, if you have kids, you understand the psychology of this. You know, my oldest son, I can tell him to go one direction or make a suggestion. He'll do just the opposite. And I think that's what people are seeing, because, you know, we're so emotionally tied into this because we've heard so many mixed messages from the media. And I think another thing that plays into that is because, you know, we get a little skeptical when people are forcing us to do something. We begin to kind of wonder, well, why are they pressing me to do this? You know, and so I think we have to take a step back and just realize, and a little skepticism is good, but we need to realize too that, you know, there's a lot of benefits from the vaccine of just having the peace of mind. I mean, it's not a cure-all. You know, initially, we kind of thought the vaccine was going to, you know, fix everything. We're going to be bulletproof. But you can still get the virus after having, you know, the vaccination. But the difference is that you're not going to die from it. And you're not going to get, a severe case of the virus. And so, you know, here's kind of my algorithm when I talk to patients. You know, first of all, if you've had COVID, then you already have an immunity and you don't need a vaccine. Okay.
What about a booster?
Well, I think the word's still out on that. Now they're suggesting a third phase. I'm not going to be in a big rush to get a booster. Actually, I had the vaccine and I think I got another case of COVID. So I think I've had plenty of boosters. Save the shots for somebody who really needs them. You know, let's don't be wasting shots on people who don't need it. You know, the young and the infants and school age kids. Let's use those resources for places, even other countries that could use the shot much better than we do. So, but you know, we got to get over those emotions because, you know, we've heard so many mixed messages. But the bottom line is, you know, if you get COVID and you're, you know, at greater than 70 years of age, you're going to get sick. I mean, my wife got COVID and, you know, we did not vaccinate her because she had a neck surgery and she had got immunosuppressed and had shingles. So we just waited. And in the interim, she got COVID. And I'm telling you, man, it's a tough disease. And we're seeing people, you know, die. We're seeing people die. We're seeing people on ventilators. And, you know, it's just one of those things, getting beyond the emotions, you have to trust the vaccine, you know. And I think one of the problems with people trying to manipulate people and force people, coerce people to get the vaccines is that we're pushing back. And I think it's gonna boomerang back on the people that are forcing people to do this.
Chuck,
because basically,
Chuck,
it's based on trust.
Yeah, I want to say one thing, Chuck. We got to take a quick commercial break here in about a minute. And I just want to wrap up this segment by saying we're going to talk in the next segment with Dr. Chuck about some what I would have to say are spiritual issues. If that's offensive to anybody, simply let me know. We won't talk about it in the future, but it's very, very important to me. What I'm hearing you say this time, Chuck, and I'm going to have to cut this in just a few seconds, is that you feel that mandatory immunization, mandatory, is incorrect, and you're saying that your wife was not immunized. I want to make that very clear. Ladies and gentlemen, words of sincere wisdom from Dr. Chuck. Be right back.